Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
The time has come. Last year, people said that our Cyberpunk 2077 last year was the best episode in years. Finally, we all got to watch Cyberpunk 2077. But first, we have a special guest. What's your name?
Natalie Casanova, also known as Zombie Unicorn with Noe and Zombie because I'm an idiot.
And I know you're also a huge fan of Cyberpunk 2077, right?
Yes, big fan, big fan.
All right, so we're going to be talking about it. So I have Pete in the house.
Yo.
And of course, the one and the only Paris, a.k.a. the Cyberpunk fan. Tell us, man, your reaction.
Okay, before I even talk about the game, what just happened was incredible. I just walked out of the demo, and the entire CD Projekt Red team was outside with Danny. There's video of it. You guys will see it on social media as I walked out, and they were all cheering and clapping when I came out because they all got to watch the video from last year. And even before I saw the demo, I've been talking to people from CD Projekt Red, had some long conversations, and they were just saying how they loved the energy that I had last year and how infectious it was throughout the studio. And that's the kind of things that they love to see that keeps them motivated to keep making the great games they do. So to anyone from CD Projekt Red that's listening to this, thank you so much for the opportunity to see this demo. All the love that's been shown this week by your team to myself. Just very humbling. And wow.
You're never going to forget that.
I will never forget this ever, ever. Absolutely.
What a cool surprise.
But the demo itself, yo, just the amount of customization that you can do with your character. You get to approach this literally any way that you want to do. And I love the fact that they were showing us you basically had the big tank, the melee, and then you had the hacker. You know what I mean? They were showing you those two different scenarios, how you could approach the same, you know, the same encounter two different ways. And that's just two of probably dozens of different ways that you can do this. And that's what's so amazing about Cyberpunk, not to mention this open world, how seamless it is, where there's no load screens. The only load screens we saw in this demo was when they purposely was fast traveling to something, but you don't have to fast travel if you don't want to. So they were going from scenario to scenario, no load times, just the NPC dialogue with V was just spot on. Keanu Reeves, Johnny Silverhand just popping in at the correct moments, having like just, and I know I'm fanboying over it right now, but just having, you know, that precise dialogue, you know, to interject into what was going on in the world. And it's Cyberpunk. That's the biggest thing about it. This is Cyberpunk. What Cyberpunk 2020, you know, those books and the games and all that stuff was, now they're translating it here into a video game with 2077. And I mean, I'm just blown away. I just am. And I could talk forever. So please someone jump in.
Yeah, I saw the presentation last year, too, and I really loved it. And I loved how they say every NPC has its own storyline. You could basically follow them around. That just means there's so much to explore, and that's insane to me. But what I really liked, I don't know if all the demos were the same, but the one that I saw was the end. It posed like a really existential question about cyberspace and like the limits and things. And I don't know if you guys all saw the same one, but...
Did you?
Do you want you to- and I were in the same one.
You know what I'm talking about at the very end? It was started like getting into like, they were like, nobody's ever broken the barrier,
right,
and stuff.
Yeah.
And it started hinting at some darker, like, deeper stuff.
Yeah.
That's when it stopped, right? Right there?
That's when it stopped. And I think what you're trying to allude to is just the way that technology and social media, I guess, in a sense, has just permeated every single facet of life.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, it's... I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it now. Seeing what we saw yesterday and obviously Paris seeing it today, I love the fact of the inclusion that you can go any person, any skin tone, male, female, etc. I love, Danny, you brought this up yesterday in our interview with Pavel, mm-hmm. how they were able to accurately translate dialects. Our good friend Andrew from the show Radio, he's Creole.
Haitian.
He's Haitian. He speaks Creole. Didn't need a translation service because he was like, yo, y'all were speaking my language. Like perfectly, not mm-hmm. like it was some, you know, randomized person.
It was truly
I love
legit.
The way how mm-hmm. they localized the dialect for every single character, and mm-hmm. just a phenomenal job. Kudos to CDPR.
You know what? I like this demo more than last year because I feel like they showed more things to do in the game than just, because last year was more like explore, this is the world, this is how you attack.
Yeah, welcome to Night City.
You know, little, yeah.
And then here's, let's go shooting.
But this one is like, this is how you could finish a quest. You could finish it with even use without even using the a
non-lethal
weapon.
Non-lethal.
I'm all about hacking. I think I'm gonna be hacking the whole time, man. I really truly like that a lot, man. So Paris, yeah, do you see yourself hacking, non-hacking?
Well, that's the funny part about it, because you know when they opened up that whole skill tree so you could see just all the different combinations of things that you can do, I'm like, well I'm cursing. Well, shit, what am I gonna do? Because I can see the advantages of both, and those are just the two opposites at the extremes. There's a middle in there where you can combine different talents and perks and skills to,
you know.
Have
to commit
yeah,
to one
you don't have
decide.
To commit to
you
one. And there's no class system.
Want.
So it is literally up to you on the fly what you want to do.
Endless opportunities.
You know, you build the V that you want. And you, that's how you get to approach this game. You're just a participant in this world that is going on with or without you. You know what I mean? And I think that's the beauty of what I was seeing with Night City, just a little bit that we got to see, because we were seeing a completely different side of it going, you know, what was it, the Voodoo Boys?
Yeah. Yes.
Is their names, you know, with the Haitian, oh my God, all the Haitian, the Creole,
that
was dope, and how it was translating and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still just flummoxed because I just saw it. I literally just saw it, and I'm trying to process it, but just, wow.
What are your thoughts of Keanu Reeves in the game? I feel like his character doesn't really care. Like, he has like an attitude problem, I think, right? Am I right? Or like,
yeah. Well, he had, from what I understand from the lore and everything else, Johnny Silverhand is a resistance fighter. You know, he has his own agenda. So whether it's right or wrong, you know, your decisions could either agree with or conflict with whatever his agenda is. And we don't know how that's going to play out later on, because it's supposed to be crucial to the game. So I'm very curious, but I love the way how he's just like, all right, he's just let's just roll with it. Whatever comes to mind happens. But I do feel that he has an agenda, and I don't know. And I think, I'm postulating, obviously, because we don't know. But there's going to be a point in that game where you have to make a decision: do I continue going down the road with Johnny Silverhand, or do I go my own path? And I think that's super important. I think it's gonna be phenomenal.
I think that, just to comment on them choosing Keanu Reeves, I think he's the perfect actor for this kind of role.
Yeah.
And I don't think they could have picked anybody better. And it's just like the hype is just so real right now. As soon as he stepped on stage and after the press conference and everything, everybody's just been talking about it nonstop. And obviously I'm a fan of Keanu Reeves, but
yeah.
I'm excited to see how deep this whole narrative goes and the whole story. And I really Keanu Reeves, oh God.
But you know what? He's also excited about the project. That's the thing.
That's what I want to add in. So hold on. Let me pick this name up off the ground. So I was talking with Miles, the lead level designer. He actually did my demonstration that I just came out of as well.
Yeah.
And we were talking before, and he was even saying, you know, from CD, obviously he knew Keanu Reeves was a part of, and he knew he's going to do the E3 thing. But they didn't even know. CD Projekt Red didn't even know. They just thought he'd come out there, read the script, and walk off. Mm-hmm. They didn't realize, like, he got caught up in the moment walking out there on the Xbox stage and how excited he was about everything and just the whole process of working with him, you know, making this game. He's, like, legit into it. Mm-hmm. So this isn't just, hey, they threw a bunch of money at me and I see a bunch of lines and leaves. He's, like, committed to this role that's in the game. And we've seen he was like, trust me, what you see today is nothing compared to what we'll get in the final game.
Oh, damn. So, just hearing that.
Get you excited.
Gets me excited even more, man. Anything else you guys want to bring up about Cyberpunk? Anything else?
I mean, it's such an ambitious project that, again, that was another thing Miles told me, that they had started on this in 2011. That's how long this has been an idea that's been going on with them, and they've been working on it and iterating it. And this is obviously through The Witcher 3 and the DLCs and everything. And now we're finally to that point where it's culminating that we know when it's coming out. It's coming out next April 16th, 2020.
Day after my birthday. I'm so hyped.
That's going to be a hell of a birthday party. But, I mean, I trust the studio. And I think that's kind of the biggest thing. You know, like when I was talking to the guys earlier, it's like you have the trust of the gaming community, right? We see the practices they do, the DRM free. They don't throw in the BS, you know, money grabs with their DLC or loot boxes, things like that. Like, they love playing games and they love making games, and that's the best part of it. So I expect nothing less than I got from The Witcher 3 with Cyberpunk 2077, excuse me, to be absolutely one of the best games that we're probably ever going to play. That's just what I think. That's from the heart. I'm hyped still, so take it for what it's worth. But that demo absolutely blew me away. Not because it was super action-packed and had all the stuff from the first one, but just the layers that you could see in that demo, just the depth that's going to be there in this game. That's what was on display. So people listening to this right now, when you finally do, when it goes out to the public and everyone gets to see what we saw, I'm just telling you, you're going to be blown away.
Oh, man. I don't know if there's any truth to this, but I thought it was super interesting that they announced it in 2013 and now it's finally coming out in 2020. And the paper and pen game was originally called Cyberpunk 2013. And then the next edition was Cyberpunk 2020. I just thought that was super, super cute. I don't know if it's intentional, but I've actually never played the paper and pen game. And I didn't know much about the lore before the first announcement or anything. And this is probably the most hype I've ever been for a game in my entire life. So,
what was it that caught your attention so much about the game the first time you heard about it?
Well, I mean, just my whole aesthetic and everything personally, I'm always into cyberpunk, vaporwave, you know, anything like futuristic, like anything, everything automated, just all that aesthetic just pleases me. And then also the gameplay, it's my exact type of game that I love to play and explore. So all that combined just makes it the perfect like game for me.
And Pete, anything else before we wrap it up?
Oh, no. I mean, you know me. I've always been into, you know, a combination of heavy metal and dance music. And I think just the lifestyle that you see, the music that you hear in cyberpunk is basically the perfect melding of those two genres.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
I know. I heard some hip hop too. They're like,
yeah, you heard a little hip hop.
Yeah.
I mean,
super excited about
the
that.
Entire thing,
too,
the
man,
bright so. Colors. I mean, it reminds me of like a futuristic Miami light, you know, Miami night sky.
Yes.
You know, and obviously, you know, we've got, you know, three originals here. So
yeah, even that, look, she's rocking.
Like all pink and like
exactly.
Neon teal and all that
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. So, cool. I mean, hey, if it wasn't for Michael Pondsmith, thank you for creating the cyberpunk universe. First and foremost, we were lucky enough to sit in the theater last year with him for the presentation. And so, man, shout out to CD Projekt Red and all of the folks in not just Poland, but in their LA office that they just repainted all yellow.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to them for making the truly most anticipated game I think we have in history. I can't think of another title in all of gaming, going back to Pong to 2019 today, I can't think of another title more hyped and more anticipated from a varied group of players, not just, you know, the super fans like us, but the casuals as well. They're all interested. We were all outside waiting for Paris to come out, and there was just a treasure trove of people waiting. They couldn't get in because it was the last presentation, but they were just to catch a glimpse of something that was associated
reaction,
or related to it, just a
reaction. And I remember there was one that came out. She was like, "Wow, it was so amazing, amazing!" And she just left saying "amazing" the whole time. I was like, "Wow, it was so good, man,
yeah,
so good,
fantastic."
All right, but Paris, I want you to end this, man, because last thoughts, and we're gonna wrap it up, and that's it. That's it, because honestly, this whole thing, like, I was worried that you were not going to show up because what happened to your car.
Right.
I was super nervous. But you're here. You got to see it. So last thoughts, and we're going to wrap it up.
I mean, I'm almost at a loss for words other than to just say I go back to that moment coming out of the door. Because obviously last year you had a brilliant idea filming my genuine reaction when I walked out. That obviously went viral and started the whole thing with CD Projekt Red. But, you know, this one, them knowing like, oh, he's there and he's in there, and then just see the look on the developers' faces and to be able to talk to them and interact with them and see how much passion they have for making the game. And I got all this damn passion because I just want to play the damn game. And just like I said, what just happened up there earlier was incredible. It's a moment I'll never forget. I'm telling everyone listening to this right now, if you're into RPGs, if you're in open world games, Cyberpunk 2077 has to be on your list. It just has to be. And you know me, I'm the grumpiest, angriest person in the world, and I can't stop gushing about this game. I just can't. That's how much I love this game.
But thanks a lot. Nat, thanks so much for joining. I know this was super last minute, but mention your Twitch. People go subscribe, social media.
Twitch.tv/zombieunicorn, Noe and Zombie. Pretty much the zombie unicorn on everything as well. So,
thanks a lot. All right, until next time, guys. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.